Hello, and welcome back to Super Hell, aka the Mysteries Podcast, a show where two recovering Supernatural fans subject themselves to a rewatch so no one else ever has to watch Supernatural again. But today we've got something a little different going on, but I'll explain in a minute. My name is Ollie. I use any pronouns, and you can find me on social media at Ollie Fresh. It's fresh with a PH.
And I'm Claudia. My pronouns are she, her, and you can find me on social media at Kaludia Says, K-A-L-U-D-I-A Says.
Divas, we have a very special episode for you today. In honor of November 5th, it is the 5-year anniversary since Destiel becoming like sort of canon and then
the big one
being just the most fucking what the hell episode of all time. So we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we've done this on other podcasts that we've been on. I don't think Claudia has ever participated, but I have. We're going to be doing a commentary track. However, my suggestion was that we did the actual November 5th episode itself. But because I have not watched that far into the show, Claudia has urged me not to be spoiled for it, even though I know what happens.
Yeah. I think we, depending on how this episode goes for us, we might do this again whenever we get to that episode.
for the 10-year anniversary.
The thing is, I wanted Ollie to have the purest experience, and that's why we chose not to do it today. Because if they just did it out of context today, we wouldn't get the thing of, like, we finally did it, we reached the mountaintop. You know what I mean?
Well, you've likely read the description for this episode, or seen the title. We are going to do a commentary track for Supernatural Season 4, Episode 1, Lazarus Rising. The way that this is going to work is I am going to pull up... We are going to be watching the episode. We're going to be streaming it. The audio from the episode is not going to be included in this audio file, right?
Yeah, we don't want to get copyright striked.
Correct. So basically, how this is going to work is in a couple of moments, I'm going to say exactly when I'm pressing play at the very beginning of the episode. And you at home will press play at that same time and we can watch it together. And if you're using a service that has ads or anything, you can pause our track at that same time and you should be able to kind of approximate how long it is going to be and sort of like where you're supposed to be at, especially like based on the time that we actually start the episode, which I will include in the description so that you can say, okay, you know, it's been 10 minutes since they started the track in the episode. You can go into the episode of Supernatural and say, okay, this is 10 minutes in. So hopefully you should be able to work it out. If there ends up being questions, you can go ahead and at me and I will help you figure it out. but we've done this before and it's been pretty fun, but just on different podcasts. So we thought, what better way to celebrate this momentous occasion, 5 years of Supernatural being over, by doing a track of one of our favorite episodes. We're going to get into it. Are we right? I don't know why. I just almost said, do you have any questions? Like, this was audience participation. Like, you guys were going to answer.
I'm getting out all of my horrible Omegaverse commentary now. Dean has a loose hole.
Oh, my God. And that's it. And that's what we're going to go with. And I think that what better to go into this than with that? Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, I am hitting play in three. I'm gonna do on three. Okay.
Wait.
One.
Aren't you going 3-2-1?
Yeah, I guess I should go 3-2-1. That would be better instead of 1-2-3.
Do 3-2-1 click.
No, I'm gonna go on one.
Okay, fine.
Jesus, this is so stupid. Everyone's so dumb. I hate it here. I'm just kidding. Okay, ready? 3-2-1. The episode is playing. We are 2 seconds in. We've just seen the road so far.
Oh, God.
Oh. She's a demon, Sam. There is probably going to be a lot of silence on this track because we are going to inevitably get pulled into the episode and stop and like forget to talk. Wow. It's so weird to think. I think this is the first time that we've watched an episode of Supernatural together.
That's not true. We watched one in your house.
No, we watched the Winchesters.
Oh. That's worse.
Yeah.
This is a genuinely good Road So Far compilation, though.
Yeah. What is, does the Netflix version have a different song? Because it's You Shook Me All Night Long in this version.
I don't remember. I feel like they might choose a different song before they start using Carry On Wayward Son. Because this
that
season,
was in season one, yeah.
Yeah.
I do kind of miss old Ruby.
Yeah.
Blonde Ruby.
Bruby? Is that anything?
What? What did you say?
Bruby? Blonde Ruby?
You know, is it, you know, isn't blonde in Spanish Rubio?
Yes.
So.
A lot to think about.
Remember Dean being in hell?
Yeah. Remember when he was there for 40 years?
Yeah, when he was there for 40 years and he's like shockingly well adjusted now. Sorry, this episode is so. This is like fits.
This is the last time this show was scary.
Yeah.
When he was genuinely buried alive.
Oh my god. Dude, I remember seeing this and being like, you are burning your oxygen, dog. Like, you can't be doing that.
I remember us saying that in our episode two.
Wouldn't it be so funny if he just, like, couldn't dig his way out and just, like, died here and just suffocated to death in the coffin?
Like, Castiel, why did you put him back in the coffin?
No, that was fucked of him,
also,
honestly.
He had no coffin in the first place. They burned his body. Or no, they didn't burn his body. He just got sucked into hell.
No, because they scratched his shit up. No, yeah. I think it gets explained that they didn't burn his body for some reason.
So then why is there a coffin?
That's they didn't burn his body.
That's a good shot.
Guys, here's the problem is that we haven't watched this part of the show in so long that we're like, we don't remember.
Supernatural Recap Podcast doesn't remember what happens.
Oh, he's giving birth. Push! He's just been born from the ground.
I would just like it on the record that you are the first person to talk about...
To talk about what? Ampreg fork found in fucking kitchen, okay?
It wasn't me.
Yeah, well...
I was going to make an IBS joke.
Okay, that too. Dude, I know after... You know what's like kind of like after you get a surgery and like you get really constipated just because of like the painkillers and your body's all out of whack?
Yeah.
I imagine being in hell for however long he was in there. Like, dude must have been having the craziest shits. Like, I know he was constipated as fuck coming back.
We're going to have to call this episode Dean's Shits.
No.
Okay, that shot is pretty cool with all
it
the
is
trees
pretty cool.
Down.
I think it's like the thing too is that Supernatural has a lot of cool like world building and like not necessarily like visual world building, and I feel like it kind of falls off with that. Oh. Oh God, he is so bow-legged. What the hell?
Yeah, you never noticed.
Oh my god, we didn't even say Supernatural when the screen came on. We're freaking fake.
Guys, the actual meet cute is about to happen. This is technically the meet cute.
Yeah. Just for everyone, for the record, we are at 4:25 right now. So, just as a good check, we're... Oh.
That's quite the angle.
Damn, he's drinking the fuck out of that water. That's literally me, though.
Yeah.
I know his pee is yellow.
Why are we talking about Dean pissing and shitting?
I'm not
so
even
much?
Thinking about that. I'm just feeling about how I would react. Like, I feel like my thing is always if I'm going out somewhere, my thought is, where's the bathroom? September 18th, 2008. Oh my God, did he miss the market crash in 2008? Like, was Dean Winchester in hell when that happened and they came back and was like, oh, I hope the housing bubble hasn't burst. I can't wait to see my favorite housing bubble.
Guys, my Lehman Brothers stock. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Oh my God.
This is me when meeting a man literally brands me for life.
Oh wow, that's just
For those of you who remember the episode that aired on November 5th, 2020, when he has the handprint of blood on his jacket from Cass, to reminiscent of this, like, huh, top 10 moments in cinema.
Why is this place closed? Oh, no, no, don't look at the racist magazine. Dean, put the racist magazine down.
Dean, put it
away. Why do they just have the porn, like, out there on the shelves?
You know what? That's my real America.
That's fair. This is what the Democrats want to take from you.
Yeah. Now, why did I read that as strap-on in the background? Oh, it does actually
because
say strap-on.
Because it says strap-on.
Okay, so...
What the...
When they say that... Oh, here it comes.
Dean's getting all of his essential things. Getting his food, his water, his strap-on.
Dean with the strap.
So true.
Dean with the strap, and then Castiel immediately introduces himself. Likely thing for him to do.
Oh my god, he's weirded the fuck out.
Yeah. That's a lot of salt.
They have a lot of salt at this convenience store is like stock. Also, why did he put it on the window and not like at the bottom of the door?
I have a lot of questions.
Oh no.
Pookie, his hearing.
He's trying to sing. Sing to me. Sing to me.
This is him going, sing to me, my angel of music.
Wow. We just made two very different references.
Top 10 meet-cutes in history right here.
We do kind of need a Phantom of the Opera AU.
I'm sure that exists. I'm looking that up.
Absolutely. Don't look it up right now. Claudia, if you go on a fucking AO3 binge... that I can't edit out. I'm going to be pissed.
This moment right here with the phone booth, this hit Super Hulock Tumblr like the second plane.
Oh my god. No, literally. Like, Bobby said, don't talk to me.
Bobby said, I know you're an AI scammer, bitch.
Shut up, no.
Bobby could never be tricked by Sora AI.
Uh-uh.
God, could you imagine Supernatural still on all the stupid AI jokes they would make?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It would be awful.
I don't want to know.
Why is there just a classic car just sitting there? Girl, okay.
This is because this is bumfuck nowhere. That's just how it is out there.
Okay. Just for reference...
If you start talking to me about Phantom of the Opera stats while Dean is seeing Bobby again for the first time, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, look at the little puppy dog face he makes.
Bobby starts just like, this is crazy.
Okay, you use your brain, Dean, and think about how Bobby would react to that. Okay, maybe just...
She was ready, though.
Yeah, but okay, Bobby, you could have started with the holy water. And not the knife.
Also, I like this part where he's, like, saying all of the facts about Bobby. Where it's like, we know there are creatures that can, like, absorb memories and, like, know things about you. That being said, I don't need to nitpick. This is genuinely just such a touching scene. Like...
Okay, you don't have to cut through your entire arm. You could just nick your hand or a finger.
Well, because it's for dramatic effect.
Yes.
He didn't want to pussy out. Oh.
This shit hurted.
That's me, familia.
Being gay.
Right. Just had to check.
Yeah, okay. Just remember, everyone, when they do that, it's lube. The holy water on this show is always lube.
That's so beautiful. I hope Bobby wasn't, like, doing anything today.
Yeah. What if he's like, I had to go to the DMV to get my real ID?
Oof.
Oh.
We just passed 11 minutes, by the way, just so everyone's aware.
If you search for Phantom of the Opera Supernatural on AO3, the first thing that comes up is actually a Phantom of the Opera fic that is a Supernatural AU. I'm just letting everybody know. I think that's interesting. Carry on.
Carry on?
Bitch.
My wayward son?
Yeah, why did you bury him?
Why?
Sam, I'm going to say something.
Also,
hop into my good friend Satoru Gojo.
Oh my fucking god. You know what's really messed up?
Yeah.
Is that they did not do the same for when they thought, oh wait, never mind. I was going to say, like, they didn't burn Sam's body. I'm like, yeah, because Sam's body got sucked into the hole. It got sucked into the pit. Like, the pit? Y'all ever watch The Pit? That shit is crazy.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm finna be in the pit.
Ugh, that's me when I hang out with Noah Wiley.
Oh my god.
Damn, his t-shirt is like so tight, but in a way that they all shirts were in the 2000s.
Castiel dressed him that way on purpose. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. How old was Dean? Is Dean supposed to be in this season?
26? No.
He's probably 30?
Wedge Antilles! I forgot there's a Wedge Antilles reference in this.
Oh my.
Imagine you work at the phone company and someone's like, hi, my name is Wedge Antilles.
This was back when, before it was cool to be a nerd.
Yeah. So it was like a real Easter egg.
This was pre-search the web.
Okay, but wait, let's look at Bobby's tabs because they're kind of funny. Bobby's bookmarks. One's just said entertainment.
What the hell is Bobby? That's pre Netflix. Bro on entertainment.com.
I think he has those like default bookmarks that you used to have in like Internet Explorer.
Aw. Okay, Illinois mention. Okay, guys.
Oh boy.
We're at 13 1343.
God.
Oh my god, Ruby.
I forgot about how both of their love interests are introduced in this episode.
Ruby's been here, but new Ruby.
Yeah, I mean, and we've been introduced. We're introduced to two people in a romantic context for each of them. One just happens to be a man.
Sam and Dean are reuniting. We can't be so destiel-pilled as to ignore this. Now, if I'm Sam, I'm beating the fuck out of him immediately. Yeah.
But also, it does emphasize how fucking tall they are.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Sam.
Wow. I know. This is making me realize how much I've missed Sam after we've been watching with Soulless Sam.
Oh, literally. I'm like, bring Pookie back.
I know. I'm like, where's my princess?
My beautiful princess with a disorder.
That is, yeah.
My babies.
Oh, God.
Ruby is doing some acting right now.
I forgot. Oh, my lord.
Original Wincest shipper Ruby is crazy.
She was low-key ready to Fujo out, which is crazy because she obviously knows they're not together. Like, she knows Sam.
So she just said that to fuck with
them. She knows
them.
Yeah.
Original rage baiter Ruby.
Them doing this whole thing where she pretends like, or he pretends like he doesn't know her name, whatever, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
She's just being an asshole for fun.
And I love that about her.
Love her. Bobby was weirded out.
I don't pay Dean, but then he does later.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a soul.
Okay.
Oh, this is foreshadowing. Like making a deal with the devil. You all remember that TikTok audio from
Stop.
Like 2019?
Some demon's bitch boy. This is a masca tool we'll use for later.
He's already, yeah, he is being a demon's bitch boy, but it is got, he's like, Dean, it's got nothing to do with you.
I almost just called Sam Hell's Hell's pass around party bottom.
Oh my god. I'm trying to enjoy this very emotional scene. Why the hell?
Okay, Dean looks especially beautiful in this, so I get it, Cass. I get it.
Wow.
You ever think about how Sam isn't there for when Cass shows up?
Yeah.
There's some significance there. I don't know what it is, but there's something.
I think, yeah. It's so hard because I feel like I have to analyze the episode without my shipper goggles on.
No, no.
And I always have to take them off because I'm like, oh. Ugh. Oh my god, Lilith.
Miss
Y'all remember Lilith? I don't really miss her. She was honestly just kind of weird.
Oh, I wanted her to be more fun than she was.
I like the concept of her.
Yeah.
She has some aura, some hype moments in aura farming.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone... Why is Bobby low-key just mewing?
Bitch!
See, Bobby's trying to see if he's constipated.
How are you feeling? You need to shit.
Ooh. Isn't this so fucked that they're like, uh-oh, like, you came out of hell. Are you sure you didn't leave a PCA behind? Meanwhile, Sam's like, that was so crazy. Who would that happen to?
That's crazy. I love foreshadowing.
Oh, my God, Pamela.
Oh, I forgot about the Pamela parts of this episode.
Pamela is so crazy because she's so slay and then she's like, anyway, touches you without your consent.
Like, ugh. Oh, the Samulet. I should have worn that.
Did we all have one?
I still have mine. Fuck off.
I have my supernatural charm bracelet that has that on it. I still have it. I think it's in my office.
What was it like? Uh-oh.
What was hell like? I don't know. Oh, he's feeling himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens after your first gay experience. Who said that?
Wouldn't it be crazy if he just started kissing himself in the mirror right now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I said that.
No, speak your truth. Deincest is real.
Like, he's having this horrible, traumatic guy. We should never be allowed to do a commentary track.
I think we're very fun. This is the same shit we say in a podcast.
Yeah, but usually I get to edit our conversation a little more so we don't sound as deranged. What is that face he just made? Put that damn tongue away.
Well, that's why... the iPod!
Oh, my
iPod.
God. We just hit 20 minutes, by the way.
The iPod Classic in the dock is such a specific moment in time. Like, I had that thing, too. Like, you had it for cars that didn't have the right connections, so then you stuck it in the...
Dang. That little laugh he just did.
Oh, he thought he ate that.
Girl. His special powers.
Yeah.
Because he's a special boy.
Sammy is our most specialist boy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
All these bitches do is lie.
Ugh.
Oh my god, can you guys look at the road when you're driving, please?
Dean's looking at the road. Sam's not looking at the road.
You're not supposed to look away from the road for more than a second at a time, Dean. You really need to pay attention to the road.
Bobby having to drive by himself.
No, literally.
Bobby! Is it Gibby?
I love how her necklace looks like the necklace of Vanessa from The Little Mermaid. Is that the vibe she's giving, right?
A little bit.
Bobby's like, excuse me.
Oh my god. Dang. She's fine as hell.
What? Yeah. Who said that?
Oh.
Sneak peek. Uh-oh.
Maybe the last thing she's peeking at for a long time.
Yeah.
Ugh, just...
Cass!
Cass, you need to be chill. Be so chill. You're gonna... Oh, my God.
Cass,
she has
like...
a tramp stamp. Jesse forever. Why would he say that? She's like, she's just trying to test the waters. She's like holding back a slur.
No, see, that's why Castiel burned her eyes out, because immediately beforehand, she flirted with Dean.
Yeah, he's like, he's mine!
She's like, hold each other's hands. I need to Fujo out.
Girl!
Conjured? It's just like The Conjuring.
Oh my god.
This is not an endorsement of the real Ed and Lorraine Warren. I just think Vera Farmiga should be allowed to serve face. Oh my god, Castiel?
First cast mention.
I mean, she is like asking him to, like, he is just doing what she asked.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Like, why say show me your face? Just be like, hi, can I have your name?
Well, he gave her his name.
Call 911.
Dude,
and what
imagine being the 911 dispatcher who shows up. It's like, so what happened?
Yeah.
So, like, sir, what happened?
Well, like, what do you say?
All right. 25:15.
Castiel or whatever. Oh, my God. How do you know it's a he?
I mean, I feel like she maybe said something gendered. Hey, girl. This is kind of like a private conversation.
They really just need to have the exorcism, like, canned. Like they just need to be prepared to say it. Like, wouldn't that play. Be perfect?
Yeah.
This is so... selective lore.
Yeah.
What is going on with her performance?
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird. Pull out? Sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
It's something Castiel never did.
Oh. It's something he shouldn't do. What? Who said that?
Who said that?
Dean Winchester speech bubble.
I was about to just say something so vile that I'm not going to say it.
I'm so proud of you. Guys, Claudia's showing a rare moment of self-restraint.
I am going to send it in the chat, though.
I don't know how to access the chat while I'm sharing my screen. I'll read it later. We'll keep you guys updated.
I'm sending it in a text message so you can look on your phone as we watch.
Oh, it's like interactive. Check your phone. What are they talking about?
What do you think Crowley's doing right now?
Probably like smoking a cig.
Yeah. Probably kissing a man.
Seems like something he would do.
Exactly.
Guys, sorry, I just received Claudia's text. Yeah. Many an AO3 fanfiction about that. And you guys will never know what it was.
You know what? Well, why did he slap her?
Because he loves violence against women. Ugh. There's violence against people of all genders happening in this episode.
It's just, okay.
Supernatural writers, they love just like an opportunity to be a little bit misogynistic.
Not the tip.
He thought he ate when he said that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's serving face, though, honestly.
Yeah, she is.
She may not be serving line delivery, but...
Yeah.
Right?
A bad mofo.
Remember back when angels were like this scary thing that demons were nervous about?
Yeah.
And they said, that got old fast. Dang, made him... Dude, imagine your brother comes back from hell. You still make him sleep on the freaking futon. You don't let him sleep in the bed and you take the futon.
Damn.
Honestly, fuck you, Sam.
Stealing his car.
Mm-hmm. Loud as fuck car, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, they should get a quieter car just as an investment, you know?
Can you imagine them with, like, an electric car?
Sorry, I don't know why I just pictured them with a Kia Soul.
Wasn't there an episode about that? Oh, my God. He's trying to talk to Pookie. He said, hey, Pookie. Hi.
Sorry. Hey, girl. Sending messages through the TV. ET phone home, indeed. Is it something I saw the TV glow?
Well, I saw the TV glow, Dean Winchester. Well, yes.
Yeah. We gotta get, I feel like we can't go a whole episode without being like, Dean's got to get a little transgender with it. Honestly, both of them do. You can rip transfemme Sam Winchester from my cold, dead hands, honestly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, estrogen could have saved her.
Literally.
What? Anyway.
Meanwhile, Dean's... Castiel, stop. Stop hurting Pookie.
Mamas, what are we doing?
He doesn't know his strength. That's like Twilight.
Dude, imagine how much, like...
damage to your eardrums.
Damage to... Dude, imagine having to explain that to, like, when you check out of the motel.
Like, fuck.
So they're like they just left, right?
The church bells?
Is that a razor?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, girl. He's in my car. Bitch, we only have one car between the two of us. Then there's Bobby's car. What other car is he supposed to take? Ooh.
The girls are lying to each other.
I want a burger.
Yeah, now I want a burger.
I want a burger and a Diet Coke. Oh, my God.
Some cherry pie.
Diet Pepsi. Just like Addison.
Mm.
I feel like Dean needs to listen to Fame is a Gun by Addison Rae.
Yeah, I could see him
actually,
like that.
I feel like Headphones On is actually kind of his song.
Okay.
I mean, guess I gotta accept the pain, need a cigarette to make me feel better.
Oh.
Indeed, so I put my headphones on.
You ever think about how this is Bobby driving Dean to his first Grindr hookup?
Spiritual Grindr.
That's what we're gonna have to call this stupid episode.
This episode is gonna be called Lazarus Rising Commentary Track. I can't. Okay.
Oh, Samuel.
Calling him by his full government name.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he okay?
I wonder.
Sir? just so you guys know, we are just hit 33 minutes. We're almost done this episode. This is so sad. Sir, get up. Oh.
Damn.
This show really, I feel like something I'm thinking that sets season one apart is that it really was horror instead of action.
Yeah.
And it really becomes like action, which I guess is also just like easier to do in a TV show format. But
yeah,
I need there to be more like real freaky, spooky elements. Oh, damn.
Well.
I like the idea that Cass did this. Like, they're like, oh my God, like, we're so fucked. And then, like, two seasons later, they're like, anyway.
Yeah. They're like, oh, chuckle fuck over here.
Like, honestly, this was Cassie. He was trying to aura farm, and then later it's like, okay, we've seen what you can do.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, the fucking... the drum hit! The fucking... the orchestral hit that's, like, the most stereotypical ass. Like, I know exactly what MIDI sound that is, too. Oh my
and
God.
You know what? God bless. We don't have enough of that anymore.
Ugh.
Just the slow zoom in on Sam having his evil moment.
See, this is the problem, is now I'm just thinking about what Addison Rae song each character from this show is.
Oh my God.
That's top 10 most embarrassing sentences anyway. Oh my God, she's Ruby?
Wow.
Dude, I know when that was coming on and people like are watching this the first time, they must have been gagged.
That would have been fun. Nothing you've ever seen before. Okay.
I think it's so crazy how it's like angels were like this thing where it's like they barely even believed they existed until now.
Well, it is canonical that, like, the angels don't really come down.
I know, but then it's just, like, it happens for, like, 1 year and suddenly everyone's like, yeah, we know what their deal is. Whoa, some of these symbols. Oh, this damn barn.
It's the barn. Everything happens in this goddamn barn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Sorry. I just thought about that one edit to David by Lord.
Oh.
That's like this, the scene where Cass shows up for the first time and then the last scene of him in the show.
God.
Oh.
Okay, she is correct here, though.
I miss her.
Remember when he wanted to go to law school?
Yeah.
Poor baby. That's what happens when the recession hits.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of law he would have practiced.
Yeah.
These two chuckleheads.
Oh my God, it's really happening.
Oh, how many times have I seen this scene and still, like, every time I see it, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, why did they write it and shoot it this way? It's so...
I mean, I hate to say it again, but it is, like, hype moments on aura farming.
No, literally. Castiel aura farmed because he was like, I gotta look sexy for Pookie.
Oh my God. Oh my God, everyone jumped up. Thinking about how he was... Imagine giving a character this intro and say, he's only going to be around for a couple episodes.
Common supernatural
Y'all
thing.
Dumb as hell.
Is that just a random Star of David on the wall?
Yeah, there is a random Star of David on the wall. I mean, I guess there's crosses too, I guess. Huh.
Much to unpack.
I'm not...
God, oh, the way they stare into each other's eyes.
Ah, you said the thing!
You said the thing!
Oh my God, oh, that little smirk.
What the oh, the way he...
Stabbed him in the heart.
The look that he gives? Jesus Christ.
Oh. And Bobby was weirded out. Bobby was giving a homophobic dog in the background.
I love how Cass is like, I need to talk to Pookie alone.
Oh my God.
Oh, he turns those big old eyes on Dean.
It's. Oh, wow. That was crazy. We just hit a commercial break. We're at a
39. A little...
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is literally just like Twilight.
I just almost made a Conclave reference. This is so dark. They're low-key like Lawrence and Benitez in a lot of ways. Okay, guy who's too Conclave filmed.
Ah, the wings!
me referencing Conclave while this most iconic scene in Supernatural is playing. This is so me.
I forgot there was a Jesus fish on the wall, too. he's like a male bird dancing for a female bird.
Oh my God, he's doing his mating dance right now.
Literally.
What the hell happened to his trench coat? Why is it so fucked up?
Because they were shooting him.
Oh, wow, guys.
Wow, he is giving him the most puppy dog eyes.
I got so distracted by Destiel that I completely forgot everything that happened literally, like, not even 2 minutes ago.
I wish he just kept his normal voice.
Oh, God.
You don't think...
Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh! Oh,
fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. And the fact that it wasn't even about him deserving to be saved in the end, but Cass just is like,
oh.
He's like, no, girl, I do believe that. Oh.
Oh, and it paralleling the first episode of the show with We Got Work to Do.
Oh.
I forgot it just ended this.
Guys, episode over. We're watching the credits. Oh, my God. It's like every single time I've watched that episode, I always feel like I'm losing my mind.
I feel like I'm
like
ascending.
I'm like, I can be normal. I can be normal. And then suddenly I'm like, I can't be normal. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I just went to go see the Chainsaw Man movie, and there's a yaoi couple in Chainsaw Man who are, one of them is a hunter who dies early, a devil hunter who dies early, and one is a literal angel devil. And it is so jarring. It is so jarring. I'm like, oh my God, it's Japanese Destiel.
Oh, wow. Well, that's that, I guess.
Yeah.
So... that's Lazarus Rising. If you enjoyed this, you know, I'll spare you from our usual end of the episode spiel? Whatever. You guys are, if you're listening to this and you listened all the way through, I trust you've heard our show before. You know where all of our links and such are. I hope you enjoyed this. Please feel free to give us feedback. We would definitely really appreciate it. And if you want to hear us do more of this. Because it's actually like kind of a very easy episode format to do. So
normally we're sitting here for like 2 hours being like,
yeah. But if you guys want us to do this again, please let us know. And if you guys would be interested, maybe if like we're having trouble finding time to record a full episode, you know, maybe we could throw little bonus episodes in like this sometime. So just let us know.
Yeah.
It is such a pleasure to make this kind of stuff and to branch out a little bit.
Yeah. And also we will be back to our regularly scheduled season 6. I don't even know where we're at.
We're on season 6.
Yeah. We'll be back.
It's been so long.
We'll be back to our regularly scheduled season 6 next episode. And, you know, thank you for listening. We do this because it's fun. And we love you guys' comments. And we find
literally. It's very sweet, and I know that our upload schedule can be a little bit janky because, you know, we're both adults with jobs and obligations and such, and, you know, this is not a job for us. This is just something that we do for fun. So it's honestly so heartwarming that so many of you listen and, like, actually enjoy. And, you know, it's crazy how if 5 years ago, if what had happened on November 5th in 2020 had not happened, we would not be here.
Well, exactly.
Probably be alive, but we wouldn't be here doing this.
Exactly. Also, so, we did see all of your comments because we got several comments, Tumblr messages that all said fan became canon before there was a new episode of the Mystery Spotcast. We saw it. We saw the comments. We saw it and we did laugh.
We laughed.
We laughed.
Had to throw in a quick fan reference just to cover our, you know, our...
let's carbon
cover all
date
of our bases.
This.
Yeah. thank you all so much for listening. I will let you all get back to it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy November 5th. If you're listening to this before, after, or on, the spirit of November 5th lives in us all. And the spirit of Destiel is real.
The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. Goodbye.